On the campaign trail today in Pennsylvania, President Bush attacked John Kerry's health care proposal, labeling it a government takeover. Senator Kerry, fresh from hunting geese in Ohio, took aim at the president's policy on stem cell research. He appeared at a rally with the widow of the late actor, Christopher Reeve, and promised to lift the current restrictions on using embryonic stem cells. We have more on today's speeches elsewhere in the program.
Our regular political analysts are here to talk about some of the issues and images put forth by the campaigns this week. Columnists E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Photo opportunity of the day seems to be John Kerry goose hunting in Ohio, wearing camouflage, carrying a shotgun, not carrying a dead goose, I noted, as his hunting companions were carrying the prey. What's the calculation here, E.J.?
To goose the NRA vote. I mean, I think what Kerry is trying to do is to minimize his losses among socially conservative and, in this case, gun-owning voters. I mean, we're talking at this point in the campaign very much about the margins. You look at a state like Ohio, where you have almost the entire country lives in Ohio. Southern Ohio is very much like the South. Cleveland has a large African-American inner city vote. There are kind of middle-class towns all through that state. And so I think the signal that Kerry is trying to send is that he is not simply a Massachusetts liberal, although as a Massachusetts liberal Red Sox fan, I see nothing wrong with that, especially today.
David Brooks, though, the NRA is running an anti-Kerry ad in Ohio. You had Vice President Cheney today saying the Second Amendment is more than just a photo opportunity.
Yeah, how dumb do these guys think we are? I mean, this guy's, he's like 10 days away from the biggest race of his life. They're campaigning furiously around the country. Do we think he's actually going out for a relaxing hunt? I mean, come on. I mean, this is such a classic and naked pander.
We're also hearing more talk about faith as we head into this last week and a half or so. President Bush today meeting with the Archbishop of Philadelphia. Talk a bit about the role that faith is starting to play in the campaign. And David, let's start with you.
Well, faith plays a role in every campaign, according to Pew Foundation research. For every one American who believes that the candidates talk too much about God, there are two Americans who believe they don't talk enough about God. You don't need to be a saint to run for office. You don't need to have a specific doctrine. But they want to know that you're in the community of faithful, searching towards God. And Bush and Bill Clinton have always done that very well. Jimmy Carter did it very well. John Kerry has not done it well. In the last week, in the final debate, and then more recently, I think he's begun to do it a little more. I think it's harder for people maybe outside the South, outside a Baptist tradition, to speak comfortably in that language. Kerry's begun to do it. I've always thought it's been a big problem. People just want to be able to relate to the guy so they know in times of crisis, this guy will have some internal strength to go to. And having a relationship with God is the way a lot of people measure that.
EJ, are George Bush and John Kerry talking about faith in different ways, do you think?
Yes, very much so. First of all, as to what David said, thank God you don't have to be a saint to be either a politician or a radio commentator. I think you actually have a very interesting debate going on in this campaign about what it means to be religious, and in the case of Bush and Kerry, what it means to be a Christian. Because what you hear from Bush tends to be very much faith as personal support, faith as something very important to me personally, and of course the other side, which is God wants everyone to be free, as Bush says, which is what he uses to support his approach to foreign policy. With John Kerry, you have a different approach, but still very much rooted in our American traditions. He has been quoting the book of James, faith without works is dead, which is a very popular scriptural passage among African Americans, among Catholics, and he's talked about the connection of faith to the pursuit of social justice, to our obligations to each other, to lift up the poor, to protect the environment. I don't think either is inauthentic. I think they are both authentic expressions of different sides of the American religious tradition.
I guess I'd just say I think they're the same side. Faith without works is a part of both parties. It was Bush's compassionate conservatism. It's the local associations. That's something he shares. As for John Kerry and whether John Kerry agrees with the Declaration of Independence that God has endowed us all with inalienable rights, I'm sure he agrees with that.
We're going to start seeing some new faces on the campaign trail. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be out campaigning for President Bush in Ohio, Al Gore for John Kerry in Florida, and Bill Clinton next week after his heart surgery. E.J. Dionne, what effects do you think these big names, high-profile figures, are going to have on this race, if any?
Well, I think Al Gore in Florida is about turning out the Democratic faithful and reminding them of the horror of the 2000 election and everything that came afterward. I think that Bill Clinton energizes Democrats to this day, and it's maybe a human weakness, but to see someone go through what Bill Clinton went through with his illness only makes people look at him even more fondly. And so that also is about the Democratic base. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger appeals to a different sort of voter. I mean, Arnold, he is a kind of crossover figure. He doesn't necessarily appeal to a particular political party. He worked pretty well at the Republican convention, and Bush is praying, if I can say that, that he'll do some of the same again.
David Brooks?
Yeah, I would say Clinton in particular, one of the surprising little poll resultlets we've had over the past week or two has been that Bush is doing a little better among African Americans, especially older, more socially conservative African Americans than he did 4 years ago or than Republicans have traditionally done. And I think that one of the reasons Bill Clinton is out there, was going to be out there as his health allowed anyway, but one of the things he may do is help carry among African Americans. As for Schwarzenegger, he's just a star. I mean, I don't think it's calculated to get one group or another. The guy is just a star. So it's always fun to have a star on the stump. I mean, it gets you some more media attention. It's just fun to be around.
I'm going to ask you both to forecast just a bit. It is entirely possible that we'll have a very clear result on November 2nd, but I wonder how likely you both think it is that we will not have a clear result and that this might again be a contested election. E.J. Dionne?
Well, the Democrats are saying, I think with some justice, that if you look around, the Republicans are preparing the way for litigation no matter what happens. And you have them talking about there are going to be fraudulent votes out there. I think that the possibilities of litigation in this election are enormous, depending on how close the critical states are. If Ohio is close or Florida is close or Pennsylvania is close, I think you will see you have a great potential of another litigated election.
David Brooks?
My guess is it's not likely. Yeah, the Florida situation, we have to remind ourselves, was freakish. Nonetheless, it is conceivable to imagine with a close electorate, not one Florida, but two or three Floridas. In which case both sides are fully lawyered up and they'd be happy to go at it.
You know, I think what Democrats fear is that Republicans would like to get this into court because given the 5-4 split in favor of Bush 4 years ago, there is no reason to believe that the same 5-4 split wouldn't apply on any kind of litigation that got to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's why Democrats are feeling paranoid, and even paranoids have real enemies.
And on that, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post, David Brooks of The New York Times, thanks very much.
Thank you.